Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello!
Hi everybody!
Welcome to Off Script.
Yes. We're doing things a little different.
Yeah, it's very different. It's a mini-sode, and Allie and I aren't in the same room.
So weird.
I know. We don't even have video up.
I know. That's the weirdest part.
it's like a phone call.
I know. We don't do phone calls.
No, because I rarely do phone calls. People are lucky if they get me on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so let's see how this goes. That also might be why our audio isn't the best. We're trying some new things here.
Yeah. I don't have my microphone set up because I'm house sitting. I'm literally just talking to my laptop, which really feels horrible. It really feels like I'm just on a Zoom call without the video.
Well, I do have my microphone set up. So hopefully, I don't know. I bought this fancy little thing that we use when we normally record. So hopefully, more. Knowing me, I did not set it up correctly and it will do nothing.
She didn't test it before she started.
I don't have headphones, so I couldn't hear it.
Oh yeah, that's funny. You sound fine to me, so
all right. Well, you sound fine.
Perfect.
Oh gosh, yeah. You guys, well, welcome to our mini-sode.
Yeah, well, today we are comparing Castle Rock to Shawshank Redemption.
Can you call it comparing?
No.
No,
not at all.
No, we're not.
I'm really excited to hear your thoughts.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused. And I think I must have missed something because it was all making sense. And then all of a sudden it didn't. And now I just don't know how. I don't understand.
Did it stop making sense?
The episode where you said everything starts making sense.
Where she's like in the time loop?
Yes.
Made sense to me.
I sort of get that. Like, okay, it's like freaking Spider-Man, right? There's two time zones.
Well, or so her kind of not really. It's all the same time for her, but it's just she's always in different spots of time at the same time, if that makes sense. So, like, that's how in her episode, should we...
You should probably explain everything. Yeah. Let's start from the
beginning. I realized, I was like, hold on, before I get into this.
Then maybe it'll make sense to listeners and they can explain it too. Otherwise, they're going to be even more confused than we are. Or I am. Okay. So basically what I found out was that this is not, I wasn't going and expecting it to be
Shawshank Redemption.
It's not. It's just, it has all of the little Easter egg fun things, all mm-hmm. Stephen King stuff. So it just takes me to Shawshank.
I was just going to say, this whole first season is at Shawshank. The next season isn't even it's in Castle Rock. Mm-hmm. And I think they mentioned Shawshank once. Mm-hmm. But that's it.
Oh, interesting. So does it tie in? Are like the characters the same in season two?
No.
None of them at all.
There's one, but
okay.
I don't want to say anything else.
All right, add it to my list.
Yep. Well, that one's Annie's story, and so
I know, so I'll like it. I just have like 12 other things I have to watch right first.
I know. So we won't be comparing that one just yet anytime soon.
No. Okay, so you will do a better job explaining the show than I will.
Okay, so you start out, and the warden at Shawshank kills himself, and the new warden comes in, finds out that the old warden has basically left a whole entire section of the prison empty for God knows how long for whatever reason. So then they go and search this place, and they find that there's a kid that's been locked up for who knows how long in the bottom of the prison. Mm-hmm. So then the whole story revolves around him, because then the first words he says once they find him, or they ask for his name, is Henry Deaver. And everyone's like, what? We already know a Henry Deaver. Maybe that's his lawyer. We need to call him. We need to get this sorted out. So then they get Henry Deaver on board. Then Henry Deaver comes home. His mom's got Alzheimer's, and she's living with an old cop that's not his dad. Because Henry also, when he was 11, he went missing for like a month and a half. No one could find him. No one knew what was going on. He went into the middle of the woods with his dad. His dad died, and he went missing. Right?
Yeah. I think it was like 11 days.
Oh, it was 11 days?
I think so.
Okay. So then, but he doesn't remember what happened in those 11 days. So then the whole story is basically like him trying to figure that out for himself, even though it's not like super prominent and like something he really wants to remember. But he's starting to feel like as the story progresses, he's like, this kind of feels like it's tying into that. So I got to figure that out. And then his mom has Alzheimer's and is going kind of crazy. And yeah.
Yeah. That was the first like episode.
Well, like that's the premise of the story.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah. The kid who they found in the hole, mm-hmm. like everyone keeps calling him the devil because all these bad things keep happening. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to figure out like, what the heck, who is he? And that's where it lost me. I don't understand. I mean, I get the premise. So he is
Henry Deaver.
Yeah. The kid in the hole is Henry Deaver from a different time.
Yeah. From a different timeline. He's from the timeline where like his mom actually did right and got him away from his dad.
Yeah. And so that's why he was like a doctor and all this sort of stuff. He was doing good. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And so then the Henry Deaver lawyer guy mm-hmm. is when his mom stayed with his dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, okay, following it. But then it's like, what was I? It was like the last episode just didn't make sense. I'm trying to think how it ended. Hang on.
Well, what I'll say here is in the 11 days where he was missing, you find out that in the woods where his dad keeps taking him to the middle of the woods because his dad is dead set that he can hear the voice of God in the middle of the woods. But really, out in the middle of the woods is the like portal between these alternate dimensions. And yeah. So then Henry gets lost in there because he's been out in the woods looking for the voice of God. And then he gets found by the police in the alternate universe, and they ask for his name, and they tell him Henry Deaver. So then they get that Henry Deaver. And so then that's how you figure out where he went.
Right. So, okay. So lawyer Henry Deaver as a kid, this is going to be so confusing, comes out of the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he just got teleported into this land. Mm-hmm. Where was his land? Or we don't know that yet.
It's
the land. How did he get back? Oh, he got back because he tricked the other Henry Deaver.
Yeah.
And then he got back. Okay.
Yeah, and the other Henry Deaver was chasing after him.
Right. And so
that's how he got
sucked into the other land.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not another land. Like, I picture it like...
It's another time.
It's like exactly. It's the exact same spot. It's no other land. They're both at Castle Rock and they're both in that spot at the same time. It just so happens that they found the like one weird little portal to get into the other person's timeline.
Right. It's like the multiverse. Mm-hmm. So then, okay. I'm trying to think how it ended. How did the season end? Because that's the part that confused me the most.
So I'll calm the kid to not be confusing. The kid went to Henry Deaver and was like, you have to take me back to the middle of the woods because I need to get back home. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. This is unfair to me. I've been locked up for however long. This is not okay. And so at first, Henry makes you think that he's going to help him out, but he's also dealing with, like, his mom just killed Alan because his mom was going through one of her time loops and she had thought that she was killing her husband who was going after her son, but really she killed the dude that she was really in love with. And so he's dealing with covering up Alan's death so that it doesn't come back on his mom, while his mom's also running around town trying to figure out her life. And so then he's focused on that. And then basically Henry makes the decision, because he's like, how can I trust the kid? Like, how he says he's Henry Deaver, but I don't trust this. Like, this is weird. And he's always been kind of like with his friend who can hear and feel things. And I'm 1,000% sure it's The Shining.
Oh, she. 100%. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. She gets told the whole story from the kid and is fully on his side. But then she goes to Henry and Henry has never believed her in this. And so she comes and tells him this full story. And he's like, oh, my God, the kid's got you all wrapped into this, too. This is ridiculous. So then it turns into a vicious cycle where instead of being the good person and letting the kid back out, he decides to do what the warden did. He's like, the warden had this right all along. I just got to lock you up.
That's right. But, like, why?
Because he thinks that, like the warden does, that he is the reason for all of the madness in the city. Whereas I take the madness in the city to be madness because two Henry Deavers are in the same spot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Season two kind of throws a wrench in things, but for the time being, that's what I say.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, I take it.
Mm-hmm. No, I just loved, so I loved episode 7 when I really thought it was episode 8, but it's the mom's episode where she just keeps going from one time to the next time to the next time, and I just loved how she kept like going back to places to figure out like, oh, I need the gun. Well, I don't have the safe's code, so I need someone to give me the code. And so then she, like, finds the right time to get the code from the right person. Then she goes and gets the safe. But then she gets the gun out of the safe, and she's like, oh, shoot, but I don't have bullets. So then she has to, like, loop through and figure out where she put the bullets.
Mm. Okay, that one, okay. In that episode, that got me convinced that the kid was like a reincarnated of her husband.
Yeah.
So that's what it was supposed to pretend to be in that episode. Like I wasn't like way off the mark.
No, I think probably because in alternate timeline, he's his son. So he probably looks like young ex-husband. So in her mind, she's like, oh, shit, he's back.
Okay. And then he just knew the code and everything like that because he was.
Because he was their kid.
Okay. Okay. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I love, though. Oh, my gosh, this is confusing. So the guy who plays Alan is super old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to make him look younger, they had to cast someone else. But they didn't do that for the mom,
like, right?
Understand, because she's the gal who played Carrie, right? So like, how cool to have Stephen King, like, all that.
Just, I think the reason they do that too is because it's her in this time. It's not her going back and being young her. It's Alzheimer's her going through all these loops. And so to her, she is physically there at those times.
Okay. It was just weird because she's talking to like this guy like 40 years younger than her. And like, I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of weird. But to me, I like it helps because I feel like it would also then get confusing if you're not following her. And then we just keep getting jumped to like different girl, different girl, different girl.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. Like it made sense in her episode. Was that the only time that she went back in time? Was her episode? Or were there other ones? Like her episode, it made sense because like you said, she is her. We're following her. But in like different flashback episode or moments in different episodes, that's when I was like, that's a little odd. But
I don't think they ever flash back with her.
Okay. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Maybe it's except for in her episode.
Okay.
Because the whole time, her whole story is supposed to confuse the shit out of us because like
success.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like we get that she has Alzheimer's, but like there's certain things and certain times where she like would leave the room and totally just forget everything. So then it was even more like, wait a minute, what is going on? And then my favorite part of that episode is then you get to see those scenes where you were like, what the hell was she doing? And then it gets pieced together with what she was saying, because then like it made sense to her and she knew exactly what she was doing and how she was getting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for anyone who is interested in watching it, it's definitely not a background show.
No, it isn't. You have to focus. Yes. Yeah.
So very much could be why. I mean, I
did
most of the time.
Yeah.
But there was a couple where I was trying to do other off-script stuff, and that clearly
Yeah.
But no, I liked it overall. Like, I definitely will go watch season two when I have a chance.
I'm legit so mad. Because just wait till you watch season two. Season two ends on such a cliffhanger, and it's canceled. So, you're welcome.
Why?
Well, apparently Hulu, when they went into this contract, wanted Annie's story to be the last one that they did.
Okay.
And so they freaking canceled it after they did Annie's story.
Well, then why would they write it as a cliffhanger if they knew that was going to be the end?
No, no, no. The writers didn't know. Hulu screwed them. They were like, no way are they going to cancel this show. Its viewership is huge. So they wrote it, did it, released it. And I think like halfway through when the season was getting, because it was one of those every week you had to wait. And like halfway through, that's when Hulu was like, yeah, we're done.
That's so weird. I wonder why they would do that, though.
I think it's stupid.
Why would you go back to a show that's making you money?
Dude, why? Stephen King has such a following. Like,
right.
I feel like a lot of people, when they canceled Castle Rock, canceled their subscription to Hulu.
I mean, yeah. If that's why you had Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. But whatever. They did it to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yes, they did. But yeah, I do. I recommend it to everyone. I freaking love Castle Rock.
Yeah, it was a good one. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am also biased because I do love Stephen King, but
that I think was my favorite part, though, was that not only like in all of the episodes, but like the opening credits themselves was entirely Easter eggs to Stephen King books. And then in every episode, like, I think, what did we count? Like 4 or 5 Easter eggs in the first episode.
I think it was like 8 or 9.
Oh, was it? Yeah. It was crazy. And it was so like, and it was really exciting every time that it would like pop up, like Jackie Torrance or The Shining was big in it. And they mentioned
they kept talking about a rabid dog that kept killing people.
And then, like a bunch of other stuff like that. And so it was, I liked, that was my favorite part of it. Because I would get excited every time, be like, hey, I understand that. So good thing you read a couple books before we.
Yeah. I watched this with Nee, and she, I don't think she's read any Stephen King. I actually think she's reading The Shining. So she went into this not being a Stephen King fan. So when I'm sitting there watching it with her, I was like, and she was like, what? I was like, that's a reference to this.
Yeah, that definitely makes the show. So if you haven't, like, if you're interested in the show, it's a good show. But what makes it is all of the Easter eggs. So
yeah,
I highly suggest at least watching all the movies. But
yeah, because then you might get it.
Yeah. Read the books and then go watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you like everyone they cast?
Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. They cast. Good. What's his name? Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård.
But I don't like that he's apparently not it.
Well, because think of it. Carrie is in this and she's not Carrie.
I think she is. I think she's crazy. And she's from what her mom did.
She doesn't have the shine.
And then, yeah, I think that's funny. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I, especially when, like, after Bill's first few episodes and, like, all shit was going down, I was like, oh, he's it for sure. But then I dived deep because I kept trying to make him it.
Mm-hmm.
And the further and further I went, I was like, oh, no. Because, like, I actually think one of the things is in the next season,
mm-hmm.
The next season takes place at the time when he's in Derry, or when it is in Derry terrorizing the kids again or the adults or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so it doesn't match timeline wise.
I mean, it also kind of debunked itself once we found out who he was, Henry Deaver.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But I don't know. It was fun because it was like he was trapped down there for 27 years and then he escaped, like, was free, which is how long it goes in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It all fit.
I mean, it does, but also it's never trapped, like, somewhere we can physically see it.
Never know.
It, like, goes back to its home planet.
So weird. Okay.
Did you get the book?
I do. I have the book.
Sweet.
All right, guys. So just like for Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief. Well, first, okay, share some thoughts. We're going to do a whole episode, minisode on whatever it's called, on the show. But yeah. You started it?
Yeah, I started it with John because I was so excited. We finished our show we had started, so we needed a new show. And I found out that John was not super into it, but because I don't have a Disney login, I kind of coerced him into it. And I was like, it'll be fun. You'll love it. The first episode made me so mad.
Aww.
Guys, it made me so mad that John paused halfway through and was like, shouldn't you be taking notes? Because I was like, oh, my God, that is not how it's supposed to be done. Oh, my God. I was like, you're supposed to be doing this to fix the movie, and yet somehow I feel like you've still done it pretty not great.
That's so funny. I'm excited to watch it because I enjoy these series really a lot, but
it's not one of your books. You're like, yes.
I mean, because I thought the movie was good. I mean, not comparing wise, obviously, but
yeah.
So I'm interested.
Enjoyable. Yeah. I will say the only thing that's good about it. Well, first off, I was so pissed before the Fury fight on the field trip.
Mm-hmm.
Chiron doesn't come into the fight. It happens on the sidewalk, which makes it.
Oh.
Yeah, John was like, why is no one freaking out about this? And I was like, you know, they should be.
Right. Like
the mist would cover it, but not this well.
God.
And
right before that, like, Percy's doing notes or something, and that's when Chiron gives him the pen. And it's like, here, you'll need this. Like, cool. So this pen you just gave him, once he uncaps it to write, it's gonna turn into a sword.
That's so interesting. Especially since Rick Riordan wrote it.
That's what's making me so frustrated. Like, that happened. At least the pen is a ballpoint pen with a cap. The next episode, I was like, okay, I gotta give it, like, you know, first episode might be off. Like, maybe they just had to rush it for some reason. I don't know. Next episode, maybe it was the same episode. I can't remember. But it gets to, he's on his trip with his mom, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, good. We get the Montauk trip. This is good. But then his mom starts telling him how he's a demigod and how she fell in love with a god and all this shit. I was like,
oh.
Hold the phone, lady. I was so mad. So, yeah.
Huh.
I'll have a ton of words when we get there.
Well, stay tuned. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, just like last minisode, we have some activities, but this time it's for Sea of Monsters.
Yeah.
Here's the first one. Percy encounters many mythical creatures on his quest. Examples include the hippocampi, harpies, hydra, Sure.
I can't even help you because I'm not with you, so I can't read it.
That's okay. A mythical creature. Using the descriptions in the text, draw one of these creatures. Next. Okay. Look at this one's draw two. Draw a map of the East Coast of the United States. Be sure to include real places like New York and Miami and mythical ones like Camp Half-Blood and the Sea of Monsters. Okay. Look at the number three. This is the last one, so this might be a bust. Look at the list of names below. On a blank line next to each Half-Blood's name, write the name of his or her immortal parent. See how many you can remember. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Percy.
Poseidon.
Annabeth.
Athena.
Luke.
Hermes.
Clarice.
Ares.
Chiron.
Cronus.
And Talia.
Zeus.
Good job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. That was that whole activity.
So good.
Here, let me see.
Oh, I will say, the last episode of the Percy Jackson show that I watched, I got a peek of Hermes, and man, oh man, I wish they cast Lynn as Hermes.
There, that might turn it around for you.
Possibly.
Maybe that'll make up for all the other stuff.
Maybe. But the fact that he's in it too, in the first one when he's not supposed to be, but then it made sense why he was in it in the scene that he was in. I was like, oh, okay, I'm here for this.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm trying to read some of these circle questions. See if any of them work. Late in the book, Chiron tells Percy, Tyson, and Annabeth that they are all true heroes. Choose a moment from the quest when you think Percy, Tyson, or Annabeth acts heroically.
I think Percy would have to be when he saves Annabeth from the sirens.
Yep, because he has to dive in the water too with her.
Yeah.
Swim towards it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Annabeth, I think, when she distracts the Cyclops by calling out to him.
Oh, yeah, because she doesn't want to be there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyson, when he comes back and saves them all. Good job, Tyson.
Tyson the whole time, because he doesn't want to be on that damn thing.
Let's see it anymore. Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
Annabeth tells Percy about Chiron's prophecy and warns, knowledge isn't always good for you. Do you agree with Annabeth?
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure, because sometimes things you just don't want to know.
Yep. There's a part two. If there was a prophecy about something that might happen in your future, would you want to know about it?
Hmm.
part of me says yes, but then a bigger part says no, because then I would just be living waiting for the prophecy.
Oh yeah, 100%. That I would not be able to do it.
Yeah,
that's like when Cameron proposed to me. And I ring, so I knew that it was coming.
Yeah,
every single thing we would do, I'd be like, "Is today the day? Is today the day?" It was exhausting. I would never want to do that again. So that I feel like exactly the prophecy. And then it could be something bad.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other part of it. Like,
you will die at 16.
Yeah, you don't want to live your life in fear of that day. Then,
right? Yeah, I got a couple more. Nope, that's it.
That's what happens when we read children's books.
It's like, what does Percy Jackson say his favorite place in the world is? These are just like, find it in the book.
Did you remember the book?
Yes, exactly.
You're going to have to take an AR test on it now.
That's what those questions basically are. AR questions. Man, oh man. Okay, cool.
Cool beans. All right.
Okay. Well,
guys, if you don't follow us on social media, we are what, 8 states away from being all over the entire U.S.?
I know. Well, where are 8 states? Do you remember? No, I think it's 9 states.
Oh, is it 9? I know we need Delaware.
D.C. was one of them they counted.
No, we have District of Columbia.
I know, but that's why there's 51.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
9 is what we're missing. Yeah, what are they? Here, hang on, let me look up. You said Delaware is one.
Yep, I know Delaware, and I know our friends over at East Coast Haunts are going to be getting some bookmarks soon. Woo-hoo! So they'll be dropping them everywhere.
Okay, we got... So not only are we almost in all 50 states, but we're in 58 countries.
Yeah, that's insane.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. And
you know what? We might not be constantly listened to in those countries, but maybe we are. But
yeah,
one person has listened to one episode
in all of these different countries. Thank you, everyone.
So we need, in the U.S., we need Alabama, Delaware, Hawaii, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Rhode Island, and Wyoming.
All right.
Okay. So
if you're a listener from there.
Well, they wouldn't be, because.
Well, that's true. It would have popped up. Never mind. Yeah. If you know someone who lives in those states.
We'd like to send them some of our bookmarks.
Let us know.
Or if you're like really close to those states, like on the border, and you just want to do a little drive and drop off bookmarks in those states.
That would help us out so much.
That would be so cool.
We would be grateful.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Men.
We got some nerd party coming up.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's right around the corner, it feels like, actually.
We just made a cool banner and all sorts of stuff. But anyway, so yeah, you guys.
Nerd party. If you're in the Washington area.
June 1st. I don't think we've ever said the date.
Shit, I don't think so either. We are great at promoting ourselves.
Oh my gosh. June 1st, it's like 2 to 7 or something like that.
Yep.
Over in Kent. Mm-hmm. We will post.
Be recording?
Yep. Oh. We'll post the address and everything so you guys can find us.
Yeah.
And then I'll post it on our website, and then we'll post it on socials.
Yeah.
And
a fun day.
Huh?
It's gonna be a fun day.
It is, yes. So come hang out with us. Come be on our podcast, because we're recording a couple of different episodes.
Yeah, we are. So you can stop in, say hi.
Yeah, we're gonna have like one that we'll keep like chatting on about
for the nerd party.
And then we'll be recording episodes. Yeah. We'll be recording. Can we advertise what we're going to record?
Well, yeah, why not?
We're going to record Good Omens, you guys.
Yeah. First episode of August.
What's the very first episode?
It's the very first.
All right. And then we're going to record Silver Linings Playbook, too. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So tired. You gotta go.
But then you're also tired because we need to say Monday is our Howl's Moving Castle up, right? No. Yes? No. Duff.
No. The Duff. The Duff.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yes, you are. The Duff. And then we got Shining.
The Shining.
Yep.
The finally.
Shining. Yeah.
Allie finally understands The Shining.
I do. That's actually a good episode. I like that one of ours. Yeah.
That's a good one. It's a fun one.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. I also forgot that they haven't heard you learn about The Shining yet.
I know.
So we're sitting here talking about The Shine. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you guys. I get it now. Because, as I say in the episode, it makes so much more sense reading it than the movie ever does.
Unfortunately.
But yeah. All right. So rate, review, subscribe. Do all the
things. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Help us out. Help us make good content.
Exactly. Please. Because the more people we get that follow us, the more of a desire we feel to do good.
Exactly. Yes.
When we first started and we had, like, I'm saying this on an episode where we have crap audio. But when we first started and we had crap audio, we were like, whatever. And then we gained listeners and we're like, oh, we got to do good. And then we're like, oh, I don't really remember what happened. I don't know what happened. And then we got more listeners and we're like, oh, we actually got to pay attention and actually, you know, take notes and know what
they don't want to hear us say that we don't know shit.
Yeah. So look at that. When we get more followers, we do better at our job that does not pay us.
Mm-hmm. And there might be a time when you guys start asking us questions and we respond in these minisodes.
I know. One day, maybe.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I know. We're trying to get better also at responding on social media, like to every post. So that's a work in progress.
Yes, it is. Oh, here's the dogs barking at who knows what.
They were quiet the whole time.
I know, literally.
They're like, get off the computer.
Can you pay attention to me?
Oh,
all right, guys.
Well, all right.
Dogs say goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. We will too. Okay. We'll see ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book